This is the time of year that marks the start of the annual Cape Cod Chamber Music Festival, now in its 35th season. Reporter Naomi Ehrenberg looks at what sets the event apart and keeps performers and audiences coming back year after year.
Vivaldi's Four Seasons kicked off the festival's 35th season last month. The 10 performers in the Wellfleet Congregational Church were students from the renowned Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. None of them is a superstar, but neither were cellist Yo-Yo Ma and violinist Joshua Bell when they first appeared at the Cape Cod Chamber Music Festival. Bell and Ma were two of the many emerging artists who caught the ear of festival founder Sam Sanders, a distinguished New York pianist who recorded with top-ranked soloists and chamber groups.
I think the fact that he was so interested in young, up-and-coming artists, I think that is a huge part of his legacy.
Violist Roberto Diaz first joined the Cape Cod Chamber Music Festival in the 1980s. These days, he's president of the Curtis Institute of Music and still a sought-after soloist and teacher. Diaz knew Sam Sanders well.
He played with people that are now household names when no one knew who they were. They were students. People knew that Sam was always around some of the greatest talent there was, whether they were students or professionals.
It's difficult to be the artistic director of a festival.
Violinist Stephanie Chase also performed with Sam Sanders in the early days of the Cape Cod Chamber Music Festival.
For somebody who played around the world, he could have chosen to have his festival anywhere. And that he chose the Cape really indicates to me that this particular region had a lot of significance for him.
Sam Sanders passed away in 1999 at age 62. By then, his attachment to the Cape had infected other festival performers. Flutist Carol Winsent says she's always loved playing here.
The Cape has always attracted such a beautiful feeling about it. You're surrounded by the sea. You've got the moods of weather. It's the reflection of the light off the water and the little towns. They all have their own personalities, and the roadways, the twists and turns, and the back roads.
Winsent's memories of the Cape Cod Chamber Music Festival include staying in the homes of festival supporters.
I'm a real water person, so I just loved being able to swim in the water there and the variety of landscape. And, of course, you know, the Cape has such a charm.
To this day, residents host the visiting musicians. Elaine Lipton is executive director of the Cape Cod Chamber Music Festival. She says the hosts develop a sense of ownership of the festival.
One of those hosts was overheard standing at the concert as it was just about to get started and turning to someone else and saying, "Oh, that one's mine." So that sense of "I am part of this and this is my chamber music festival" is really what makes it succeed.
That and the music being played, which occasionally challenges conventional notions of chamber music. Grammy Award-winning saxophonist Paquito de Rivera composed this piece especially for the 2009 season of the Cape Cod Chamber Music Festival. Another character in the story of the Cape Cod Chamber Music Festival is the venue, or venues, which mostly are churches. The churches in Chatham, Dennis, Orleans, and Wellfleet make more intimate chambers for chamber music than, say, Symphony Hall. Violinist Nicholas Kitchen says that the sanctuary setting also connects the listening experience with the Cape.
Those venues and the way people remember the many concerts they've attended at them is something that is very connected to the history of Cape Cod, and yet so personal and so stimulating that it's a very beautiful way for us to find a place where the festival lives.
Tomorrow night, he'll join fellow festival alumni in the Wellfleet Congregational Church to celebrate 35 years of music making in this special part of the world. It's a tribute both to the passion of founder Sam Sanders and the dedication of all of the festival performers, directors, and listeners. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Naomi Arenberg on Cape Cod.
Performances in the Cape Cod Chamber Music Festival's 35th anniversary season start tomorrow in the Wellfleet Congregational Church and run through next Friday.